Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
A good project manager is absolutely priceless. If you can keep them on your team, make sure you keep them on your team. They'll save you money where they can.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best ever listeners, hello, hello. How you doing? Hope you're having a wonderful weekend and well, a great Saturday. And because it's Saturday, we're doing a special segment, as you know, as a loyal best ever listener. It's called Situation Saturday. And the situation is going to be a sticky situation that our best ever guest has been in, and not only been in, but successfully overcome. That way, whenever you get in this situation, you know exactly what to do and how to do it so that you don't have to go through all the learning curve or the growing pains that the best ever listener had to. With us, we've got a previous best ever guest, and if you want to hear his best real estate advice, then go to episode 538. You can listen to that, and we're going to dive into Situation Saturday. How you doing, Jason Miles?
Hello, hello, and thank you for having me, Joe, and hello to all of the best ever listeners.
Well, hello back from myself, and hello, hello back from them, too. A little bit about Jason, and then we'll get into it. He is based in Atlanta, Georgia. He's the author of The Home Finder's Guide. He's done hundreds of deals from single family to multifamily, new construction, and he's raised almost $20 million for his deals since 2008. He's been in the industry for 15 years. Yeah, just like 30 seconds or less. Jason, you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background, and then we'll get into it?
Absolutely. My original career, if you will, was in the entertainment business, which is what brought me to Atlanta. I'm originally from St. Paul, Minnesota. This has been home since 96 for me. I started to have a family, and for who I am and who I wanted my family to be, I definitely didn't want it to be in the entertainment industry. So I spent a great deal of time learning how to do investment real estate. Since then, I've had an opportunity to obviously write books and articles. I've done the front end as well as back end education for the Robert Allen Institute for a couple of years, spent some time on the road with them. And then when I got published, we put a team together and we just, we went out, we spent about 3 years just on the road ourselves, giving the tips that we're talking about here today and showing people how to overcome some of these adversities and just follow the paperwork, really.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Today's situation, Saturday, and the sticky situation you were in. What was the situation? And will you tell us the story?
Absolutely. One of the most significant ones that I was in, and it's actually a bit of a two-part story. It's the same property. This is probably one of my first dozen deals. And we were renovating the house. And because I wanted to save money, I decided that I was going to be my own general contractor. Keep in mind, outside of cleaning the house, I had very little experience in anything that had to do with construction. So hiring the contractors, taking people at their word, following up with them, going to the property, relying on people who were just trying to get a check. And again, about that is I wasn't astute enough to realize that it was more important for me to pay attention to who these people were and the work that they had done, more so than how much they were charging me. Just because it's cheap obviously doesn't mean it's the best thing to do. But more often than not, we find experienced investors that are doing that even today, and they constantly have issues. You know, you hire a plumber because they can do it for $2,000 cheaper, but then you wind up hiring another plumber that's charging you $3,000 more. Not only is it costing you $1,000 more than it originally would have, the time that it's taking is also costing you, especially if you have, you know, a hard money loan or there's just some interest associated with it, or you're missing your deadline. So I went in and I started to spend more and more time at the property, making sure that things were getting done, but didn't know the nuances, you know, how high the air vent needs to be off the ground or the electric socket or things like that. Obviously, I would have no reason to know those things because I hadn't done them. So very quickly realized, well, and very quickly is a very, very, I use that term very, very loosely. It took me on a project that should have taken about a month and a half, maybe 2 months. 2 months in, we were barely halfway done. So I had to go in and get rid of everybody, spend that time in getting rid of those guys, as well as finding a real project manager. A good project manager is absolutely priceless. If you can keep them on your team, make sure you keep them on your team. They'll save you money where they can. They're the ones that are going to run to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever supply houses that you're going to be dealing with. They're the ones that are going to be dealing with the contractor. So you have one point of contact as opposed to dealing with each individual sub in an attempt to save a dollar. You've only created a job for yourself. And if you're already working at whatever you're doing, and for me, it was real estate full time, it took away from my marketing time. It took away from looking at houses and making deals with people because I was trying to save money and not realizing that I was costing myself so much more money. Just the opportunity cost alone, I couldn't calculate the loss, especially based on the volume of business I did in the first year. I probably lost 10 or 12 deals, wasting those 2 or 3 hours a day at that property. So I brought in a good general contractor. I wound up spending 50% more on that deal. Because, of course, we all know contractors don't like to go behind other contractors. They'd rather just redo it and save you whatever they can save you based on what they would have originally charged you. And that took him another 5 weeks to finish that particular project. So a project that was slated for 6 weeks, and that particular budget was about $60,000, wound up costing me $90,000. This is just in the renovation. And believe me when I tell you, in Atlanta, you can build a house for $90,000 in Atlanta, especially at that time. But I couldn't get out of it. I had a loan in place. I wound up just taking a bath on that deal altogether. But what I did get out of it was learning how not to do my business, learning to value the experience of others. I learned a checklist process that I still implement to this day that I go through with my contractor and make him go through with each one of his subs so that I can make sure that everything is signed off on. When my lenders come in or the inspectors are coming in to look at these things, we can see the checklist. We know what it's supposed to be. We know who's done it. We make sure that we're paying them only after things have been approved. But again, a $30,000 learning experience over a 9-week period. I mean, people graduate from college in 4 years for that $30,000, if it's a state college, that is. But a $30,000 education in a very short period of time was quite a learning experience to me. But again, it showed me how I should not operate my business. It gave me the motivation to create the checklists and the forms and all the things that you're supposed to use. Because again, like I talked to you about in our first conversation, I didn't have that mentor. I was really just kind of winging it, going off of what other investors had done, not really paying attention to the fact that they might not be doing the things that they're doing correctly, or it just may not gel with the way I would like to do business. And having come from an industry that is just riddled with paperwork and contracts, I was very familiar with them, but something in me allowed me to just forget all that good common sense business. Even though I had contracts, they just weren't as specific as they should have been. But I learned a great deal. I met some good people, people that I still work with to this day. That was 15 years ago. And it's just priceless. As I show people this contractor package that I have, full of checklists and lien waivers and everything that you would need for any kind of a project, big or small, that you're doing, those things are vital. They are vital that you make sure your general contractors have them, and it's vital that your general contractor or project manager is making sure that everyone else is being held accountable that's working for them, that's contracted to work on your project for them. Because in the end, it's all your money.
That contractor package, is that something that's on your website or something you sell?
Yeah. What I'm doing right now, Joe, is I'm creating a very simple, common sense approach to real estate investing. You know that there are so many different programs out there, you know, that are technology based. You can go scrub Craigslist with this. You can scrub whatever kind of a real estate list they have with something else. From my experience, they just really don't work good. The grassroots approach really, really works. You have to have these forms. You have to know how to use them. You have to know which one comes first. It's not enough to be sent to a website or to purchase a package and you get 300 forms and you literally don't know where to start. I've been there. I've done that. And you wind up spending money on these contracts based on the way you do them. So what I'm doing now, Joe, is creating a website where you can get some of this, like what to do in your first 30 days. If you're brand new, how do you organize your business so that you can be effective in your business?
So it's not created yet, the website?
It should be available right now. I mean, we're on Saturday. It should absolutely be available right now. And that's the Jason O. Miles. And that's Jason O. Miles with a Y, RENetwork.com.
Okay. I will put that in the show notes page. Jason O. Miles, RENetwork.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
But again, I can't stress enough how important it is to not skip this. Don't shortchange yourself thinking that you're saving yourself a few thousand bucks in the end, because if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know code, you're going to cost yourself $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 like me. And it's just not good for your business. If you're using a 401k to invest, that's lost money. If you're borrowing the money from a lender and you're selling the house and you only have maybe a $25,000 or a $30,000 profit, depending on where you are in the country, it could be a bust for you, or you could have to show up to closing with a few thousand dollars, which means you even lose more. So please take heed in what I'm telling you with this horror story, this nightmare that I had to live with. And believe me, just because it got sold didn't mean that the nightmare was over in my mind and in my heart. I mean, it was a gut-wrenching experience because I didn't make any money.
For every story on not working with a contractor and doing it yourself and taking some hits, there's another story where it's the opposite, where people work with contractors, but the contractors don't work out, and now they, you know, swear anytime they hear the word general contractor, so they've taken it on upon themselves to do that work. Yeah. So the question is, how did you find the good contractor?
Absolutely. That's an absolutely wonderful question, and it wasn't an overnight process. This is your company. You are the CEO of your company. Anyone that you hire is an employee of yours and needs to be treated as such. You have to interview them. You have to check out their references. You have to see their work. You have to talk to people about their timelines. I know that in a lot of counties around the country, the contractor has to pull a permit. So in you doing your research, it's not enough to just look at their references. I did this and still do this on occasion and ask for permits in the name of that particular person or company and look at the timeline from when they pulled the permit to when it was signed off on. And the information for the owner of that property will also be attached generally to that permit. So you can call them. You just pick a couple and you just call. It takes an hour out of your day to go down and pull this information. They might charge you 25 or 50 cents a copy, but it's absolutely worth it when you're interviewing these companies to make sure that they are who they say they are and that they can do what they say they can do. Because the last thing you want is to see a project that they had for $15,000 or $20,000 and it took them 6 months to do it. What's the problem there? You want to know that. Even in Atlanta, those are pretty small projects. You should be in and out of them in a month, 3 weeks to 4 weeks. So you just interview them. You talk to them. You check their references. You see their work. It's not enough to just look at their pictures because anybody can email you pictures. You have to take out the time out of your schedule because, again, you are the CEO of your company, a company that you plan on changing your life and creating a life for your family. You have to treat it as such. You have to treat your money like you treat your relationships. If you're married, you're not just going to give your spouse away. You're going to care for your spouse. You're going to want to know that when your spouse isn't around you, that your spouse is being well taken care of. I'm not saying that you have to love money. I'm simply saying that you have to respect it as you would respect any other important relationship in your life.
Is there anything else that you want to mention as it relates to your situation of not having a general contractor and, you know, getting the bumps and bruises and the learning experiences along the way?
At this point, it's a matter of knowing the importance of having those mentors, knowing the importance of reaching out to people that have the experience so that you don't have to go through it. If you're brand new or you're a novice and you've experienced some of these things in your business, don't run away from the general contractors. They're there for a reason. They're there because you need them to pull the permits. They're there because they know the rules and regulations of their piece of the industry. You have to focus on being great at what you're great at. If you spend your time being focused on being great at what you're great at and doing what they do great, you'll never get anywhere. You will spend all your days being busy for nothing. You're just busy being busy, and you'll never get anywhere. You'll just be in the mouse wheel. You'll just be running in circles. You'll never get anywhere, but you'll always feel busy. So focus on hiring good talent and let your talent be finding the deal.
And boy, that last part, the always feel busy, but you're not really accomplishing a whole lot. I've been there at the beginning of my entrepreneurial career a couple years ago, and it sucks. It's a terrible feeling because at the end of the day, you look at what the hell you just did for the last 18 hours. It's like, oh, man. Yeah. It's a top 10 bad feeling. Absolutely. So I completely agree. I mean, we've got to bring on the right team members, whether it's contractors or whether it's, you know, assistants or, you know, depends on whatever your company is. But boy, that's really important. And find a way to be resourceful and creative. If you don't have money, then find a way to do a trade of services or something. There's always a way, maybe profit sharing in the deal. I mean, you're only limited by your creativity. But in order to scale our company, we've got to build a team around us that are experts so that we can continue to elevate ourselves as the business grows. Thank you so much, Jason, for being on the show again, talking through the sticky situation that you experienced. And I'm confident that as the best ever listeners come across this, if they do, that they will have many lessons learned from this experience that they can apply to their own career. Have a best ever weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
If you're looking for a real estate brokerage that provides full-service commercial and residential property management, as well as traditional brokerage services, then contact James Wise and his company, the Holton Wise Property Group. Their website is holtonwise.com. That's HOLTONWISE.com. They're based out of Cleveland, and they help local and out-of-state investors build and manage completely passive rental property portfolios.